Good morning, Karina.
Good morning, Darren.
It's almost Christmas, eh?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's that time of the year where more people get in the water. Now, your campaign over summer from Royal Life Saving, you're focusing on, well, it's called Make the Right Call to Prevent Drowning This Summer, and you're mainly aiming this at men.
Absolutely. So we're targeting the 25 to 44-year age group. They've been identified as at the greatest risk of drowning, unfortunately.
Just reminding men to swim sober for a start. That's always good. Look out for their mates and just do the right thing generally.
Yes. So it's been identified that this age group of males are the risk takers. They overestimate their own ability and they like to challenge each other, Darren. So it might be that they're merrily having a bit of a drink by the campfire and someone thinks it's a good idea to swim across that creek, which often can look like a creek but can actually be a river and be much wider than what it looks, presenting all sorts of issues.
Yes, indeed. So the 25 to 44-year-old age group, in the last 12 months, I've got some stats here, over 90% of people who drowned were in that age group, 90%. Now, young people sometimes get criticised for being completely irresponsible, but it seems that mature men are more prone to having accidents in the water, doing stupid things, than younger guys are.
It seems that way. Yeah. It seems that way. But I think the thing with this, Darren, is that we need to identify the fact that generally by 25 years of age, a lot of males are in employment, they're in the market for boats, and all those fun jet skis and things like that.
Yeah, right.
So the affordability of trouble is much more at hand for this age group.
Let's talk about boats for a minute. The thing we remind people all the time is obviously take life jackets and wear them, whether that's in a boat, a canoe or a kayak or something like that. But also just make sure when you go out on the water that you take your emergency, your EPIRB and all of that as well.
Yes, and we're focusing on inland waterways as opposed to the open ocean. There are more drownings in inland waterways than anywhere else in this age group. And often these guys are thinking, you know, it's just a river, it's enclosed, it's inland, it doesn't pose any problems. But what they don't think about is the submerged objects. They're not visible. Even a river can look really calm and then all of a sudden the wind can come up and it can become quite treacherous. So all of these things combined, as you say, no matter what, they should have an EPIRB.
Good point you make about the rivers because, some of our rivers are quite muddy at times, particularly after rain. You don't know what's under there.
Absolutely. And even with we're looking at, the depth of the river. Perhaps the river's not that deep and all of a sudden you hit it full force with a boat, and it could even be a kayak that you hit something like that and end up topsy-turvy in the water and find yourself in trouble.
Yeah, and just to highlight that stat about the age group 25 to 44, out of both men and women, 9 out of 10 drownings in the last 12 months in that age group were men. So there you go. I mean, point proved.
Exactly. And, we all like to have fun around water, but it's absolutely heartbreaking to think that, these guys between 25 and 44 have most likely left behind partners, perhaps children, and we don't want to see that. Royal Life Saving just wants everyone to abide by the rules, swim sober, don't be a statistic, look after your mates, wear your life jacket, and avoid alcohol around the water.
Indeed. All good points, and it just doesn't hurt to remind people. All right, so you can go to the Royal Life Saving website to get more information about that campaign and all the other things that they do. If you go to royallifesaving.com, that's the one, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for having you on, Karina.
Thanks so much, Darren.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. Bye now.